Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
First, I want to say that the young man that I spoke to, Mark, was very nice. He just didn't settle my problem to my satisfaction. But he was very nice and very kind. Okay. On my credit card, I noticed that it was posted on the 14th of April that I purchased something for $72.97. Electronic stores is all it says about the purchase category. And the young man told me that I purchased a membership to something, and it was an auto purchase when I accepted this free watch that I accepted. And I told him I don't want it. If I have to send the watch back, that's fine with me. It's still in the box. And I don't want this. And he said, well, he could give me 35% back or something like that. I said, I never used this. I never knew I had it. I never signed up for it. I screenshot everything that I purchase online. And I screenshotted this. And I went back and I looked. And there were two sections to it. The one section had the picture of three items, and two on the bottom were blacked out as not available, and the top one was the watch. And so I pushed the watch thing, and it immediately went to a payment page. He said, though, there was information in after that in between there about privacy policies and about this auto registration. It was not on anything that I screenshotted that I saw on there. And I just, you know, I can't be doing this and putting up with things that seem like a scam to me, because and he also told me that it was emailed to me that like a welcome to this membership and everything. I never got any email. I went back and checked my emails. I never got any email from your organization saying that I was in some kind of membership. And then he said I'd get $125 a month at stores or something. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want this. I don't want any part of it. So what can you do for me?
We can offer you a customer courtesy refund of 35%.
I'm not interested in that. I mean, I have LifeLock, and if I have to call them, you'll get the next call from them, because they don't fool around with this stuff either. I mean, I can show them my screenshots of what I saw from you, and what he said was there was not there. I did not. I would never have agreed to anything for $72.97 that I didn't even know what it was. I mean, this sounds like a scam or fraud or something to me, and I've been through all that. My identity was stolen last fall. I've been through this with all of them. And my first suspicion when I saw this on there is that someone was using my credit card illegally, which they have done, but we pretty much got that stopped. But I did get the watch. I'll be happy to send it back. I have all the information about sending it back and where to send it and everything. There's nothing on the paperwork that I got with the watch that says anything about this membership. It just says watch, quantity one, and it has addresses and phone numbers at the top. And then the rest of the page is totally blank. There's nothing on it at all. And then there's a little book of instructions for the watch. But I'm not going to pay for something that I didn't order and that I don't want and that I've never used and I didn't even know I had.
Yes, ma'am. We do not accept returns, but we can offer you a customer courtesy refund of 50%. We do send our customers a voucher, which if you didn't receive the voucher of the $125, we can resend the voucher out to you.
For what?
It would be for the membership to our Gadget website.
Well, the last thing I want is another membership from you.
Well, ma'am, we would be issuing you the 50% refund, but you're not going to be charged anything else further because that would also include an automatic cancellation.
50% is not enough for something that I never used and never knew I had and never ordered.
If you've agreed to the shipping and handling charges, ma'am, then by extension, you've also agreed to these.
You can't agree to something that isn't even written there. How can I agree to something that isn't even written there? I mean, I have the screenshots in front of me. How can I be agreeing to something by paying postage? Can you explain that to me?
It would have been in a brief paragraph where it says the membership clause.
There's nothing on my screenshots that says anything about a membership clause. I mean, I thought it was kind of quick when I pushed the button for the watch and it immediately went to the payment page, but I filled out the information. I saw that it came on my, on the 8th of April, I saw that it came on my credit card because I check my credit card every night. And then in the last couple of days, we were kind of puzzled about this 7297 because it showed up as pending 2 days ago, and then yesterday it disappeared, and then today it showed up on the bill, and so I called immediately tonight, and I'm like, this is crazy. I told my husband, we don't pay for stuff that we didn't order. If I ordered something from you, I would be thrilled to pay for it. If you look at my credit, it's in the 820s. I don't have problems paying my bills, but I do not pay for things I did not order. And I will call the credit card, and I will grieve it, and I will call LifeLock, and they will call you, because we don't pay for things that we did not order, and that was not plainly displayed as something that you would have to pay for with a price there. Not just you're going to be a part of a membership. No, it has to have a price there that you're agreeing to in order for it to be a contract. Otherwise, it's not a contract. I didn't sign any contract with you for $72.97. You want to send me a copy or a text or whatever you think is this contract that I have supposedly signed?
You would have had to check a box to say that you were over the age of 18 and that you agreed to the terms and the privacy policy in order for the order to even be placed. By checking that box, you agree that within 48 hours at the end of the initial charge, then you would be charged for the membership to our Gadget website, and we would send you a voucher to access into the site and for you to use it. And it would have been in the welcome email.
That is not on the document that I filled out my credit card number for. It's just not there. I have two pages. The page where I paid the bill, I gave the credit card, and the page where the watch is. There is nothing else. And there's no paragraphs anywhere.
Okay, ma'am, I've issued the full of the $72.97 for you, ma'am, and that'll be refunded and processed back into the account in 3 to 5 business days. And I have the confirmation number ready for you if that wasn't given to you previously.
It was not. I'm ready.
It's C as in Charlie, 2597. 69186.
C25976-9186.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. And you're refunding the full amount?
Yes, ma'am. It'll go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you very much. I just, you know, if I had ordered this if I had seen something like that, if I had seen a price on there, I would not be on the phone with you right now. But it was not there. I could send you my screenshots. But I don't know. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. And have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
You have a good rest of your day, too. Thank you.